Making and Keeping Friends. Psychologist Robin Dunbar has done extensive research about human relationships. He's proposed concepts called the Dunbar numbers. One of the Dunbar numbers says that the average person has 5 close friends. They're the people you can call anytime, tell anything to, and always count on. The 5 may include family members. Even more important than the number is how satisfied you feel about your friendships and social life. Do you feel connected to others? Are there people you can count on, have fun with? Or is it time to put more energy into making friends? Friends can help improve your well-being. Friendships can help you manage stress and cope with illness, loss, and trauma. They can help you beat unhealthy habits like drinking too much or not getting enough exercise. Friendships improve your health and increase your self-esteem and happiness. Ways to make and keep friendships. You may think you're too busy to make friends, or perhaps you're shy. What can you do? 1. Spend less time on e-friendships. Social media can make it seem that we're more connected than ever, yet studies show that loneliness is on the rise. Experts say online friendships can take the place of real human contact. On the other hand, social media can be a great way to locate old friends. It can help bridge distances and reunite friends who may have lost track of each other for months or years. 2. Pursue your interests. If you have a dog, go to a dog park. If you love to read, join a book club. There are also gardening, cooking, hiking, biking, and other hobby-related groups. Check the bulletin board at your supermarket or the local newspaper for events. Volunteer, take a course, or try an exercise class. These are all good ways to meet new people. 3. Get out there. Accept invitations. It can be daunting to go to a party if you don't know many people, especially if you're shy. Here are 2 simple tips that may help. Smile. People are attracted to others who look happy. When you wear a smile, you project confidence and ease. And use good listening skills. Don't worry about what you're going to talk about. Instead, listen. You can often make a better impression by showing interest and asking about others. So talk less and listen more. 4. Thicken your skin. Making new friends takes persistence and resilience. Don't take things too personally. If a friendship doesn't blossom, there's no benefit to dwelling on it. That will only hurt your confidence. So take a moment to feel let down and then move on. 5. Follow through. Friends should be people we can count on. So if you tell someone you'll call or get in touch, do so. Otherwise, you may ruin your credibility. Remember, trust and reliability are keys to solid friendships at the start and throughout the relationship. This concludes the reading of Making and Keeping Friends. References for today's article include NewYorker.com, MayoClinic.org, Greatest.com, and ThoughtCatalog.com. For more information and wellness resources, we encourage you to log into your member website.